Blessing. Would you turn with me, please, to the 14th chapter of 2 Chronicles? 2 Chronicles, chapter 14. What I have before me this afternoon is to look briefly at the life of one of the godly kings of Judah, a man by the name of Asa. We don't have the time to examine his life in detail, but I would like to look at some of the highlights of it. In meditating upon it, I believe that his life has a voice for us today. Let's read the first verse together. 2 Chronicles 14, verse 1. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. It might be interesting to reflect who Asa was. Asa was the grandson of a man by the name of Rehoboam, the great-grandson of Solomon. And we know that it was in Rehoboam's day that that sad division had occurred in Israel. That division that split the kingdom, you'll remember, into two factions. One, the 10 tribes, whom we know forsook the true God of their fathers, forsook the place where Jehovah had set his name, and forsook God's rightful king. And under Jeroboam, they went their way. But then Rehoboam, we read that the house of Judah, or the tribe of Judah, clave unto him and to their king. And so we find that the kingdom goes on from there. But sad to say, if we read how Rehoboam conducted himself, it's very, very clear that he was not in himself, in his soul, a man of God. He had, it's true, I believe, a real heart for the place where the Lord had set his name. And he valued the fact that God's center was there in Jerusalem. But it's recorded that the idols and many of the things that had occasioned the division were not dealt with in his own life. Well, we find his son Abijah reigned only 3 years. And Abijah was not characterized in one sense as being a man of God. It's true that he trusted in the Lord God of his fathers, and we can be so thankful for that. And we find that he won a great victory over Jeroboam, when Jeroboam came against him. But he reigned only 3 years. But then we find here Asa comes to the throne. And it's beautiful to see here in the end of verse 1, in his days the land was quiet 10 years. Oh, how we like that. I love to read that in the history of the people of God, that the land was quiet 10 years. But what kind of a king was Asa? Oh, let's read the second verse. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and brake down the images and cut down the groves, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. Oh, how good to see that here was a man who had the energy of faith to go out and to do that which it seems his father and his grandfather had not done. There were evidences of idolatry even in the land of Judah. It's true that the 10 tribes had gone to excesses, as we know, and had gone from bad to worse in setting up golden calves and false worship. But here we find, right in the land of Judah, there was that which was a dishonor to the Lord. And I say to your heart, as I say to my own heart, how needful it is for us to examine our own hearts. We had somewhat of that brought before us in these meetings. It is one thing to know the truth of God. It's one thing to have a clear understanding of it in our heads. But oh, how much more important is it that it get down into our hearts so that it